Today, we're going to give you a formula for a substitute for baby formula. Yes, breast is best. We're going to talk about that. But if you can't, then what can you do? Not commercial formula, but something much better, something much more closely aligned with mother's milk. And a good testimony from a wonderful, delightful young woman. You're going to love it. It's a lot of fun. This is Sharon Sarles, your master educator and grandmother in Israel. And look, this is very much a learning disabilities issue. Let's prevent them in the first place. I am convinced that most of the allergies and some of the learning disabilities is because of formula. And in fact, it might be brain damage. Look at the ingredients yourself and see if that's what you want to try to build a baby's brain with. Today, we've got answers. Don't overlook it. God wants the best for you, and God has created it, and God has sent me as open hand because God wants total well-being for all children. Come with me, listen to Christina Nichols, her advice, and we'll have links to the cookbook that she talks about, the people she talks about. Okay? See you on the other side.
Everybody, I have a special guest in the studio today, Christina Nichols. Have I got that right? Christina Nichols. And she's going to talk to us about a good formula. So, as you may know, I have always been a proponent of breast milk. It's exactly right for kids. And in fact, I tried to get my daughter on because she had her fourth one. She couldn't breastfeed. I forget the problem. And then I read the ingredients to the commercial formula. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, she and I had a conversation on the microphone, but her children made too much noise. so you all haven't heard that. But Christina, I'm going to ask you. So you also are like a little bit closer to breastfeeding than I am. You might be younger than my daughter. Yeah, you must be. So anyway, do you agree that breast milk is exactly right for?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Say a little bit about that, because some people, you know, in my generation, not everybody knew that.
I feel like there was it was obviously the only option for a very long time, or at least the easiest. It was the given option for forever. It was just, but then I would blame the commercial industry in general. They figured out a way to start advertising and convincing women that, hey, that's an inconvenience to you. There's this other option. We started making this stuff that you can give your baby instead, and it'll be so much easier for you.
Right. Well, and it was never easier. My mother went through all of that. Mm-hmm. In her generation, it was like super modern, but she didn't do it. And actually, she did after a very few months because the doctor told her she didn't have enough milk, which is probably a nonsense. And then in my case, I had keyed into the La Leche League, but still, when I left the hospital, they insisted that I take some formula from a famous brand.
Oh, yes.
I said, no, I don't need this. They said, oh, you must. You have to take it. Okay.
Well, and that's probably because those brand names probably give the hospitals money.
No question.
To push their products.
No question. Yeah. And so in your generation, more women knew.
Thank God, yes. More women are learning to go back to breastfeeding, or at least trying it, and that it's not what their mothers more than likely were taught that it's much easier, and it's honestly better for baby and mom.
It really is.
Yeah. It's the way we were designed.
Yeah, the way we were designed. Yes. Maker's formula. And it has the right fat content and the right components for immune.
The thing that I'm most impressed by it is that my understanding is the composition of breast milk changes as the child gets older, because it adapts to what they need as they're getting bigger.
Right. Well, first off, we have colostrum, and that's really great for immunity, and then it changes. And my understanding, it also adjusts to the quantity needed.
Yes.
Yeah. So my mother was all the bill of goods. I had no problems. But some people have problems.
Yes. I am one of those. And it's my own doing. When I was 19, I had very large breasts from an early age, and I was very self-conscious about it. And when I was 19, I got a breast reduction. And while we were attempting to avoid having complications with breastfeeding, because all they did was liposuction, it still left me with a ridiculous amount of scar tissue. And also, I had this issue with an infection that set in on my skin, and it left a really numb spot about the size of a quarter. And so with all of those things, my supply is very low from the start, and I just have difficulty with the nerves not functioning properly, so it doesn't trigger the letdown, and it doesn't release. I produce it, but it doesn't come out, and so therefore it doesn't build up, because, you know, it's a supply and demand thing with breastfeeding. And I have two children now, and my daughter was born early. She was born premature, so there was that on top of it. And I tried breastfeeding her for a few weeks, but it just wasn't happening. And then the same thing with my son. I made it a little bit longer, but I had been attempting to breastfeed him for 3 weeks. I'd started supplementing as well. And at about 3 weeks, I pumped for 15 minutes and I got a tablespoon.
Oh God.
And that was the factor for that one. I'm like, yes, I'm done.
Okay. Yeah. Well, gosh. So that's a big problem, and maybe not common, but there are a lot of common problems.
Oh yeah. There's so many. Yeah. And usually it just, my understanding is that it takes time. Just you stick with it. You push through it. It's a learning thing for mom and baby of your body producing enough, baby learning how to latch, you learning how to relax and just, you know, let it happen. But unfortunately for me, there's a few other factors there that are just too much.
Yes. And there's infections and there are medications. What I knew, I learned from the La Leche League, and I don't know how common that is. I don't hear about them very much, but I really credit them for helping where they can. But you have some solutions. You don't have to deal with the awful formula that I saw.
Yes, I can't claim it. I didn't develop it by any means. But I've been following a group called the Weston A. Price Foundation for many years now. First and foremost, they're a nutrition group. Like they advocate for proper nutrition, just eating the way that people ate 100 years ago, or even longer than that.
Yes.
You know, and they have a couple of cookbooks that they've put out, more or less. And one of them is the Nourishing Traditions Book of Child and Baby and Child Care, something like that. And in it, there's a recipe for homemade formula.
Okay, great. So say the organization again.
The Weston A. Price Foundation. Now they promote it. It's their president, her name is Sally Fallon Morrell. She's written these cookbooks. And so she adheres to their principles to make the recipes in the cookbooks.
And the cookbook's name is?
Nourishing Traditions is the base one. And then there's the Nourishing Traditions Book of Baby and Child Care, along those lines.
And is this available online and widely?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's in it. I believe the first edition came out probably in the early 90s. So it's I'm sure there's in used bookstores, but yeah, you can go on their website, Amazon, all the
great ones. Okay, so now I'll get into that.
Yeah.
So a formula.
It's based on, so they have a few different versions. The one that I used, it's based on raw cow's milk, which it's imperative that it is raw cow's milk, which that's a whole other topic that I'm sure we could do a whole other podcast on, but it cannot be store-bought milk. Store-bought milk is dead. In a nutshell, store-bought milk is dead. So you want the raw, live, all the good bacteria, all the good stuff.
Okay, so let me interject here in case my listener, my sweet listener across the table, has not heard about this. It is possible and legal in some places. Of course,
in most states. I believe currently the only state that it is 100% illegal is New Jersey.
Oh, okay. And so you have to know your farmer.
Yep.
But if it makes sense, if you're buying from a farmer who's clean.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a whole different thing if you're buying from 100 farmers and having a truck. Okay.
Yep.
So that's why, right. And we can get into all the chemistry, but we don't want to. Okay. So, raw milk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's based on that. And when you first read the recipe, it's a little overwhelming because it does have about 10 to 15 ingredients, depending on how you choose to make it. But the process itself is easy. And I'm one, I love to cook. So with my first child, I was getting so stressed out with the breastfeeding not working. And she was, for the period of time that she was in the hospital, which was about a week, she was on commercial formula because, of course, they wanted her to put on weight. And as soon as I got home, I weaned her back to the raw milk formula. So that I'll never forget that first time that you just whip it up in the blender pretty much. I was like, oh yeah, this is cooking. I can do this. Like I got this boost of confidence and like, okay, it's okay. It's going to be okay. Cause I was feeling very, very not ashamed of myself, but just very sad that I wasn't able to breastfeed like I wanted to and all that. But, it's just, you know, the ingredients. I know it by heart now because I've made it for two kids now, and I make it every single day. And I just throw everything in the blender and blend it up, and bam, there it is.
Okay, so give us the...
It's, like I said, raw cow's milk, but it's equal parts raw cow's milk and water. And then there, you add in whey, not the powdered whey that, like, you get for sports drinks and stuff. It's, you make it yourself. You can either... get yogurt from the store and strain it through cheesecloth, and the liquid that comes out is whey. Or you can, if you have the raw milk access, which you should for the formula, you can let the raw milk clabber and the liquid that, again, strain it and the liquid is whey. There's many different ways to make whey. And then you add in a bunch of different oils because breast milk has a lot of fat.
Yes.
Fat. I cannot stress this enough. Fat is good for baby. Give them all the fats.
It's the best kind of...
They need it. They need it. So there's coconut oil, sunflower oil, olive oil, fermented cod liver oil, which is going back, you know, old school. That's another thing that I feel like has kind of been forgotten is your spoonful of cod liver oil. And then vitamin C powder, which it's best to get a whole food form like Acerola or Camu Camu or... that's the only ones I know off the top of my head, but you don't want to get the ascorbic acid because our bodies don't process it as well. And then nutritional yeast for the added B12. Basically, everything that's in it is it is the closest nutritionally to breast milk. They have literally done their research and made a recipe that it mimics breast milk's composition beautifully. So baby is getting everything. And For my daughter, like I said, she was born premature. She was born at 34 weeks and 5 days. And, you know, thank God she was healthy. She was fully formed. Just had to be in the hospital for a week. But I switched her over to that formula. And the first few months, you know, she had that small look to her. But by 3 months, she chunked up. You never would have known. And now she's bigger than most of her friends, and she's very tall, takes after her dad. But and then my son has most of my church knows his nickname is Lil Chunk because he has taken very well to this formula. He is 9 months old and he has been wearing 24-month clothes for a few months now. So he is very healthy and he's been on it. I had a friend of mine gave me some breast milk that I was able to supplement with, and but he's been on the formula since, I'd say, 3 weeks to a month is when I started introducing it to him.
Okay.
I'm going to backtrack a bit, though. One ingredient that I forgot, pretty key ingredient, is gelatin. Mm-hmm. So gelatin helps with the digestion because cow's milk proteins are bigger than breast milk proteins. So that can be a little tougher on their tummies to digest. So the gelatin helps with the digestion process. Mm-hmm. And it also makes it turn into pudding when it's cold, which is just funny to think of. You're feeding your child pudding pretty much.
Well, okay. All right. And your kids had no problems liking the taste?
No, I did taste it one time when I made it for my daughter. And It was just like a very fatty, sweet liquid.
It is sweet. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah, because breast milk is sweet.
Breast milk is very sweet.
And it mimics that for sure.
Okay, great. And so I know some kids, when they transfer from breast to bottle, mm-hmm. from bottle to breast, mm-hmm. it's very difficult because the sucking motion is different.
So. It is very different, yeah. For me, that wasn't so much of an issue because I just pretty much, I put that battle away with breastfeeding. I just accepted, you know, this isn't going to work for me. It was just, it relieved so much stress for me to just go to the bottle, to give them the bottle okay. with the formula. Now, having said that, if I did not have this formula as an option, if I didn't know about it, I would have just been miserable and stuck through it and figured out a way because I am not giving my children store-bought formula.
Well, I can't. The ingredients are just horrible.
I tell people it's the equivalent of feeding your child like Cheetos and Skittles.
Yeah, it's corn syrup.
It's corn nonsense, syrup. It's yeah. processed soy. It's just, it's junk. And their bodies don't do well on it.
And their brains.
And their brains,
it's
yeah.
It's a very important developmental time. Right. So is there any tricks in terms of helping the kid change their sucking motion or...
I think they just get, I mean, it's easier to go to a bottle for sure. Mm-hmm. It's much easier is what I understand. But I don't know for sure because I didn't really,
okay.
I didn't try.
There might be different nipples that you can buy for bottles.
Yeah, I've always used the same ones because I like the glass bottles. I don't want to be heating up plastic over and over and over. Yeah. So I got glass bottles and then the nipples that go with them, it just says that it's supposed to mimic the breast very well and... Yeah, we haven't had any problems
okay,
with
that.
Okay,
well, that sounds great. That sounds like a real advance from my day.
Possibly. Yeah, it's really, it's wide and it's rounder for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah, and I like the idea of the glass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but then, okay, I'm going to give some advice here. You need to hold a child with the bottle. I see people propping bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's actually not legal in daycares. It's not even legal. Right. It's very important that you interact with the child.
Yes.
Some moms don't know that. I know you know that. But
yeah, I try to do that. I hold him in a similar position to if he were breastfeeding. And yeah, it's a bonding moment for mom and baby. So I feel like that is very important for him to still be in that comfortable position. I know listeners can't see what I'm doing right now. I'm sorry, guys. But just imagine, you know, a breastfeeding baby, how you hold them, like hold them close and, you know, mm-hmm. and yeah, you can definitely tell that it's a comforting for them. It's their happy place for
well,
sure.
That's right. And they're learning language. You know, eventually they're putting their hands in your mouth. They're learning how to speak. And there's so much that goes on. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm tempted to tell a story. I'll try to tell it real quickly. I was in a commercial place where we were waiting and I saw a little baby and nobody was paying attention to it. Mm. They whipped out a bottle and nobody, it was a very young mother and mm-hmm. a father and her father. Mm-hmm. And when I picked up the baby and started doing that, the baby started smiling and everything. And then I talked to her. I was trying to like get the point across to mm-hmm. her because obviously this family didn't know this. And this child was much smaller than you would have thought. Oh. He just was not thriving because nobody was paying attention.
He wasn't
to
getting,
him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's feeding, but it's so much more.
It is.
Yeah. So is there anything else? I think it's great news that we have accessible substitute
oh, yes.
to breast milk.
I think the biggest thing for, in my experience, don't get down on yourself too much if you're struggling with breastfeeding. I am a proponent of breast is best. I know that's kind of a trigger phrase for some women. They think like, don't, you know, put that up above. Like, no, like that's how we were designed. That is best. But if you truly cannot do it, or if it just stresses you out to the point to where it is affecting your job as a mother, then seek out an alternative. There are all alternatives, not commercial formula because
yeah,
it's not
that.
Worth it. It is,
right.
it is the, you are starting your child off on junk food and they will continue to eat junk food if that's what their bodies are used to. But
right.
but just know that there are other options. And there's resources, like you said, La Leche League, they're like, they specify in teaching women how to breastfeed. I cannot think of their name right. Lactation consultant.
Okay.
Lactation consultants are out there. They're extremely knowledgeable. Utilize them if you need to. Like, don't beat yourself up if you can't do it, but You know, try to use your resources. Don't just give up. Don't get discouraged. Like,
and it's
there are options.
Other women
to help. Absolutely.
You know, my mother and her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Right. A lot of people don't have that today, but
right.
We've got friends who are knowledgeable, and we've all struggled through. Yeah. Something.
So. And with the internet today, you can look it up. You can teach yourself all sorts of things with the internet these days.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't know if they're the right ones. So
very
hopefully
true.
we're adding to that store of knowledge.
That's the prayer.
And because it's really important to us, not just bond, but also to have a healthy baby.
Yes.
And healthy brains. And
yes.
A good start. And here we go. Breast milk or a good substitute.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else?
That's all I can think of right now.
Okay. Well, I wish y'all could see this. This is usually not audiovisual, a podcast. Christine has a lovely family. Just so cute. Her kids are so cute. I wish you could see a picture of her, not me, but of her, right? With blonde dreadlocks. Okay.
Yes.
And a, what would we call this?
I call it hippie prairie chic.
I like it.
So I dress like I'm Amish, but the dreadlocks throw people off. It's fun.
It's not exactly Amish. But
not exactly. Linen.
Natural linen
and cotton.
Yep. Cotton and pinafore, and I love it. Prairie hippie chic. I like it.
It's comfortable.
Yeah.
It's comfortable and practical.
Yeah. You know, Amish women, they have the pinafore top because they have a slit in there so they can nurse.
So that they can breastfeed, yep.
That's right. And my set, we had nursing capes,
mm-hmm.
so we didn't have to worry if we didn't have a mother's room,
mm-hmm.
but I understand it's a lot of high-tech businesses now, they have nursing rooms. That's true in some high-tech businesses I know. So yay for nursing babies everywhere. Okay, thanks a lot, Christina.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come.
Well, that was lots of fun, wasn't it, folks? And thanks to Christina Nichols. And we were just sitting in the nursery room. And just having a great lot of fun. She's a great woman and love her family. I recorded this with her in April. I could not have known what I know today. Today I've discovered that there is a baby formula shortage crisis in the United States today. And so I'm going to append to this file, since it's rather short, a few words about that. But first let me tell you that I am putting links to the things that we talked about, links on the website. So if you go to www.greatshalom.org, great like big, G-R-E-A-T, shalom is S-H-A-L-O-M.org, or alternatively, if you prefer, overcominglearningproblems.org. So I've got links. First is to the Weston A. Price Foundation. So it's westonaprice.org. The next one is Nourishing Traditions, and the cookbook is there, and mention of Sally Fallon Morell, M-O-R-E-L-L, nourishingtraditions.com, and also the La Leche League. La Leche, you may recognize as the milk in Spanish, La Leche League, and so that's LLI.org. And so I'm going to post all of that. You can go to that. Some of you already know about this crisis, and that's why you've opened up this episode. But if not, then let me tell you about it. As of today, May the 12th, I've discovered there is a crisis of baby formula shortage. And there is some considerable discussion about this in the media. Discussion includes whether or not the whole food crisis shortage is planned and intentionally planned. And of course, there is evidence and non-evidence depending on where you get your news source. And then the question also is about what the government is doing to create a bet or to ameliorate, improve, lessen the effects of it, specifically that pallets of food, of baby formula, pallets of baby formula are being shipped to illegal aliens where they're being held. And this is going on in the Congress. And I'll talk about this in length, a little bit more length, not a great length, but I'm just going to report to you in another episode because this is too much. But anyway, there's considerable controversy about all of this, but nobody converts that we seem to be having a shortage. And so it's interesting that I had this, thank the Lord that I had this file ready to go with this wonderful interview and good news. Isn't that like the Lord? He's got a plan for us. Everything is prepared. And if we look to him, then we're saved. It is really true that it's important for all babies, but particularly for those who might develop learning disability if they didn't have proper nutrition. And I certainly have seen in cases very close to me where I think that the child was harmed because they were on commercial baby formula. That is my settled opinion because I know the facts of the case. And I just think it's a good principle to be well nourished. Okay, so I don't want to get sued, but and in this environment, it seems that those who are altruistic often get rolled over by those who are making big money. And so I'm asking you to share this with your friends who are young mothers, because this is an answer. It's upbeat. It's helpful. It's a light in the darkness. So I'm asking you to share this. I don't make money from this. This is entirely altruistic. Okay, Christina certainly is not making any money. She gave up her time. Thank you so much to her and to her children who had to be patient while she was doing that, to her husband who was probably doing the child care while she was doing that. So thank you so much to Christina. Thank you to you who are sharing. And please do come to the website to get the links, www.greatshalom.org or www.overcominglearningproblems.org. Okay. And this is Sharon Sarles proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children. Okay, I'll see you in the other episode for a more complete explanation of the national situation and controversy. Thank you so much, and please share.